This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, senior dairy analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, Rabobank's recent quarterly report had a warning about the surge we've seen in dairy prices. Tell us about it.
That's right, Lee. We just released our quarterly report, and it's an interesting time for markets. Certainly in the U.S., we've seen cheese prices race higher in recent weeks, largely on pretty good fundamental data that we've seen on lower cheddar production compared with very strong, in some cases, record high cheese exports from the U.S., tightening up that market a little bit. Overall, I think it's good news for dairy farmers versus the challenges that we've seen over the past, more than a year at this point. Focusing on this global supply situation, we still see relative weakness throughout the second quarter, maybe a little bit of a recovery into the second half of the year, but some of that is just due to easy prior year comparable data that it will be easier for places like the U.S. and Europe to make gains. Overall, we continue to see kind of slow but steady price growth throughout this year. I think generally speaking, we called this report searching for equilibrium after a long period of lower supply and weakened demand. I think that things are looking a little bit better into the second half of the year, which is generally good news.
And of course, China keeps sitting on the sidelines as well.
Unfortunately, we do not see a huge demand resurgence from China, but in good news, both in recent GDTs and in general, we have seen some renewed interest from many Southeast Asian nations and Mexico. So hopefully they can make up for China's absence in the market of late.
Lucas, what is Rabobank's position on the avian influenza? Any effects on the market that they see?
I'm not confident in saying that we've seen huge impacts on the market from avian influenza. I think a lot of, especially the cheese market gains, have been due to other fundamental factors. From a supply side, we've maybe seen slight blips in Texas milk per cow data, for example. I think importantly, on the demand side of things, it's tough to have up-to-date data so far, but anecdotally, from what we've heard, limited negative impact from consumers, which is also good news. So I think overall, it just remains a cautionary watch factor at this point.
Could that affect the U.S. dairy exports in any way from countries that don't want avian influenza to come into their borders?
That remains a watch factor as well. So far, we're not aware of any trade restrictions that any countries have placed. I know that the industry groups are working hard to prevent any retaliation maybe in dairy exports. But so far, all good news on that front with no restrictions implemented yet.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, senior dairy analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The number of disease cases connected to ticks has more than doubled in the last 15 years, according to the CDC. University of Kentucky professor emeritus and extension entomologist Lee Townsend says,
ticks are almost a soup of pathogens and microbes in them that can cause problems both for humans and animals. We find out even more pathogens that are in them and potentially can cause disease problems. Symptoms for many of these things are mild, and they can resemble a summer cold. So in many cases, we may have been exposed to a tick-borne disease, not really had a serious impact from it. So red meat allergy is something that has kind of caught the attention of the nation. It's different from a disease, but another aspect of what can happen if ticks are allowed to feed on us for very long.
Again, the number of disease cases connected to ticks has more than doubled in the last 15 years, according to the CDC. And those were comments from University of Kentucky professor emeritus and extension entomologist Lee Townsend. Join us tomorrow for our PDP Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.